expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Hi, everybody. It's Coach Peggy here on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, when my intro starts, I always find myself dancing like this and I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm going to go on the air and I'm going to be getting down downtown Bobby Brown here. Julie Brown, I think it is. Anyways, Coach Couch and Coffee. I've got my unicorn mug. If you guys can see, I'm here by myself today. I am going to do some coffee time with you. So I'm starting a brand new, listening to some of my clients and listening to some of my listeners. And they're like, could we just have some time, send you some questions, chit chat. So I decided to do some coffee time with you guys. And I'm going to do some call-ins as we go over the next few weeks and we can do some live Facebook questions. So coffee time, welcome to coffee time. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had an awesome 4th of July. I just got done doing a wellness retreat for women here in Cape Coral, Florida, coming off of 7 days. This time I decided to actually stay with them. So I usually get a VRBO for them and I stay at my house and I kind of go back and forth and back and forth. And I thought, I'm going to stay with you ladies this time. Well, they weren't able to get up and have their snacks in the middle of the night, let's just say. So I had a great time with them. We did lots of workshops. And so I'm just coming home from the 4th of July week. So I hope you had a really, really good week. So let's talk about some of the questions that are coming in. First of all, I don't want you guys to think that any question is ever stupid. It was interesting when I was looking at these questions for today. Literally, that was the first thing the person said is, I hope you don't think this question is stupid. And there are no stupid questions. So don't hesitate to call me. Yeah, you can call me. Your people can call my people. Email me at coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com. Hit me up on Facebook with some questions. So the first question that was coming at me was, let's take a peek at that. I can't stop yo-yoing. How can I stop yo-yoing on my weight, my diet? So again, no stupid questions. So there are usually many different ways that cause yo-yo dieting. Usually when I have clients that are 50, 60 years old, they've usually had a pattern of that, many years of that, unfortunately, and it's not uncommon. You know, it's interesting to see what people think about what yo-yoing is for them. Is it a 10-pound difference? Is it up 50 and down 50? And to figure out what their history is with that. But yo-yoing usually happens. I've got several different things I want to chat with you. So yo-yoing usually happens. One of the first red flags is when you think you've got it nailed. That's the number one thing. So as you get close to goal, 5, 10, 15 pounds from goal, you kind of get that attitude that you're like, you know, I kind of got this thing going. I got my food where I'm doing pretty well. I can kind of eat a little bit of what I want, have some treats. I'm exercising, having some fun, kind of got a groove going on. Yeah. Take a couple days off and you don't see that red flag or that little bit of cockiness. That's pretty much, I say, that's a first slide down you're going to take, roller coaster life going down. And the other thing that I see is that you're getting bored. That's another really good red flag, is you're getting bored and you don't see it coming. So you've got those foods. Maybe you're one of those that does a really good job of planning your meals. You've got kind of that week-long menu and you kind of like doing that so that you can eat the same things. That's a habitual eater. So we've got three types of eaters: passionate, emotional and habitual. So a habitual eater can just tick along, eat kind of the same things. And that's great to get to goal or to even stay in maintenance, but they usually don't see that boredom coming along until it hits them in the face. And it'll come along with, I'm sick and tired of this breakfast, you know, let's go out, or let's throw in some bacon instead of turkey bacon. So boredom is a big thing with nutrition. The other thing is boredom is a big thing with exercise, huge with exercise. And I got another question actually that I've got later on to chat with you guys, is that somebody had an good exercise question. So I kind of want to hold off on that. But so boredom with either the people you're hanging out with, the food you're eating. So those are kind of some big flags there. The other thing is with, you know, not being able to kind of stay at your goal or stay where you, you know, at least headed in the right direction, is you didn't do a very good job, or somebody didn't help you do a very good job of living in your real world. So let's just say hypothetically you found a great nutrition plan. You got excited. You may be fresh started into it. So that's somebody who, a fresh starter is somebody who gets really excited, sees a goal. They're the ones that are shopping online or are up all night and like, that's a great diet pill, I got to get it. Those are the fresh starters that dive in. The baby steppers take a little bit longer. But the fresh starters kind of forget that you have to figure out your real world when you're looking at a wellness journey or a nutrition plan or getting to goal. So you're going to yo-yo if you don't figure out how to live in your real world. You know, how many hours do you work? You know, what's your professional life? Do you travel a lot? Are people in the family on the same nutrition plan? Do you like to cook? There's another question I think I have coming up about cooking. So if it's not based in your real world, if you're not living real and haven't fit this in there, you're going to hit some yo-yos. You really are. So those are the top three kind of things I would say, is really looking at those red flags for yo-yoing. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? All right, I got some good ones here. What is a reasonable weight goal? Okay, I get this question a lot. It's not always the answer somebody wants out of the gate, but let me see if I can get you there, give you some examples. So first of all, what is a weight goal? I'll ask, is it something that you want to do incrementally? So for instance, you know, if you're 250 pounds, maybe your goal is 225 and you just want to get there. And when we get there and we're doing a great job there, then we pick the next goal. Or is your goal something that is, let's just say, unrealistic? 135. I want to be 135. So what I do in trying to figure out everybody's goal is we go through what a BMI is. So most of you probably know that BMI stands for body mass index. That's just height and weight. That is the lovely chart your doctor talks to you about when they say, for your height and weight, you don't weigh enough. Or for my under eaters, you don't weigh enough, or the other way, you know, you weigh too much. There are several different categories for BMI, 18.5 to 24.99. That's the range for healthy. And then it goes up in 5-point increments for overweight, obese one, obese two. So you might say, well, my doctor said I need to get in my healthy BMI. And for you at 5'6", let's pretend it's 150. Let's play with that. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. I want to say that's about what it is. So you're 250. You've been 250 for a while. You want to get down to 150. What I'm going to do is take you through every age, about every 10 years. So it's a little tougher with my 28-year-old clients than it is somebody who's 58. So somebody who is older, I will go, what did you weigh at 18? What did you weigh at 28, 38, 48? And we'll look at those 10-year increments. Then we look at what were your activities when you were those different, in those different time frames for your age? What were you, how were you eating? What was your social life? So for instance, if you're 18 years old, 135 pounds, and you're a collegiate swimmer, swimming 4 or 5 hours a day, and your diet's nailed, it's a little bit unrealistic perhaps to be 58 at 250 and think 135 is a reasonable or attainable goal. Not saying you can't get there. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But what I do is I look at that weight. So Then, so what you would do at home, if you're listening, you'd write down those different decades, 1828. Write down your weight, write down your activity level. Then go back and write down at those increments, those age increments, how many years, or how long you stayed at that weight. So if you stayed at 135 for a blink of an eye, a year, but you stayed at 150 for maybe 10 years, you know, and you've got injuries in there and illnesses and all of those things to take into consideration. And now you're 250 and you've been 250 for, let's say, 10 years. The way I would break that down with you is to kind of work inwards and figure out what the middle mark is between the two weights that you've weighed the most. Lots of work, I get it, but let's get reasonable. So if we go all the way back to a healthy BMI and your doctor says, okay, Peggy, you're 5'6", you have 250 pounds, I need to get you down to 150. Don't care, you got to get there. Let's just pretend at 250, I'm a power lifter. Let's just say I'm just crazy strong power lifter with 9% body fat. BMI doesn't take into consideration body fat. So that's one of the hangups I have with BMI, is that it's missing the body fat component. So back up to the goal, weight goal. What I would take with this client, say she was 135, 150 for 10 years, pretend 250 for 10 years. I'm probably going to meet her in the middle for a while. Say, let's look at, focus on 180, 185. Let's go in, you know, 10 pounds. Let's go back. Let's see if you can maintain your lifestyle based off how many hours you work, what your family doing, and then see if you can prove to yourself that you can do it reasonably to get on back to the wonderland, 199 and less. So if I were chit-chatting with this person in front of me who asked me what is a reasonable weight goal, I'm not going to be the one for you that just says, ah, let's look at your height and weight now and get you back to that lovely little chart Dr. Smith talked to you about. So that would be my answer for that one. Okay, couple more questions coming up after commercial. I'm going to take you to commercial. You are listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. When we come back, we've got a couple great questions here on Coffee Time.
Tune in to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
I'm not faking it when I have my unicorn mug. I have a bunch of them and I'm not faking that there's stuff in there. So I know if you're on the Eastern time zone, let's see, it's a little bit after six, 20-ish or so after six. So have decaf. If you're on Eastern, have some espresso, Western, have some espresso. But if you're listening to this back or wherever, have some coffee with me. You're on Coffee Time with Coach Peggy, Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. All right, we're answering some questions today. So coffee time in the next few weeks, at least. I'm going to have some fun with you randomly where we get some questions and see what in the heck I can pull up. You know, I wake up like in the middle of the night with all sorts of fun stuff for you guys, just constantly thinking. So here's a question that's really cool. Every day I get hungry about 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock. How can I stop this? I don't skip meals and I'm still hungry. Oh, come on, man. Are you hungry? Let's figure this out. So first of all, we need to always determine. I say there's two types of hunger. Are you psychologically hungry? You know, you think you are? Or are you actually physically hungry? So I actually years ago created this kind of cool door hanger that my clients can put on their pantry. They probably just throw it away, but I humor myself by thinking it's like the most amazing thing they could ever receive. But anyway, it hangs on their door, their pantry, so that they can have some questions when they pop up to it to go, you know, am I psychologically hungry or physically hungry? So let's talk about this. Usually, if you're approaching your pantry, you're going to be psychologically hungry. Usually, if you're approaching your refrigerator, it's usually physically hungry. If you, because I mean, there aren't a lot of chicken breasts in the pantry. If you're truly, truly physically hungry, you will crave things like something of substance. You know, either it's, you know, going to be your yogurt or chicken or something that your brain really knows is going to give you some substance. You'll be coming in off of a hardcore workout and just be like, man, I need something, you know, something. If you're standing at the pantry, it's going to usually be something, a quick carb, something with lots of chemicals. Usually three or more chemicals is kind of my rule of thumb, that it starts getting, when you start getting more and more chemicals on that label, it gets less and less healthy. Apples don't have many ingredients, right? So start looking at those. So body awareness, take 2 seconds to figure out if you're hungry or not. Which one? Am I, let's see, dizzy? Am I getting a headache? You know, you can kind of have that gray area where you're feeling not cognitively thinking very well. Maybe you came racing in after a workout, tummy growling. So all those body awarenesses are usually physically hungry. Makes sense, right? The psychologically hungry usually comes when most often you've got kind of a negative emotion on board, or you're bored, actually bored, lonely. Usually if you're bored and you're sitting there watching, let's see, a Christmas movie. So excited. Christmas in July. Been doing that. So you're watching a Christmas movie and you're bored or you're lonely. Rarely do you get up and go, I'm going to go get some Greek yogurt. Most of the time you're going to go for something that is salty, in a bag, crunchy. So think about that. This gal who, you know, that sent me in this question gets hungry at 4 and gets hungry at 8. If she's listening, I would say that if it's at 4 o'clock, how long has it been since you really did eat? Did you eat lunch at noon? You said you didn't skip meals, but you probably need some sort of healthy snack maybe on the way home from work. At the 8 o'clock hour, if she truly has eaten her dinner, did she eat it at 4:30 or 5, and she needs a healthy snack. So that 4 and 8 o'clock hour are really something to figure out, just like your 11 o'clock hour in the morning is to figure out. So what are you going to do to figure these two out? Couple quick tips. You can drink about 8 ounces of water, just pound it, because usually if you're just psychologically hungry, it'll fill you up. You can make a better decision. Another thing that you can do is just turn on some music, blare it. If you're lonely, that'll usually get you out of that quick thing, that thinking you need a snack. Something else you can do if it's at night, couple things. Grab a piece of gum, like immediately, or brush your teeth. So if it's 8 or 8:30 or 9, you think you want a snack and you've eaten, then there's no reason. Brush those teeth. Brush those damn teeth right now. Okay, so there you go. Okay, I love this one. No one in my family has a weight problem, and I don't feel my weight issue should be their issue. How can I be on my own journey and not affect them? So first of all, no matter what, your issue is their issue and their issue is your issue. So wake up and smell the coffee. It is. It just is. And it's really no shock, you guys, if you're really, really overweight or really underweight, your people around you know, your loved ones know, and they really just want you healthy, to be honest. And think about when you're, let's pretend I'm the healthy person in the family. I don't know what to do either. I don't know what to say. I don't know if it's okay for me to eat ice cream. I don't want to affect your journey. I just need to be told what to do to help you. They're scared too. They want you around a really long time. So what I say is that your journey is their journey. I don't care if it's the 80th time that you've tried to lose weight. I don't care how many times. You have to sit everybody down and have a meeting and just say, I'm struggling. I can't do this alone. I don't know what to tell you. I need your help. I don't care if I get mad at you. I absolutely need you to don't bring this food in the house. It's too tempting for me. Make me get out for a walk. So please, please do not for one single second think that it's just your issue. It is a family issue. Try it for 2 weeks maybe and then readjust or have another meeting. But please, please, please don't pretend it's not about the whole family. Okay, I'm going to do another quick one before I let you guys go. This is one I absolutely love. Time goes by so fast. I don't prepare foods. I don't cook. I won't cook. And I'm kind of not going to cook. Then I say, hey, don't do it. And you're like, oh, how can I not do that? You guys think about this. Okay. Why get yourself so stressed out about cutting veggies on a Sunday for 4 hours if you're just not going to do it? Most of the time, if you yo-yo diet a million times, it's because you're off nutrition plan. You know, many studies say that 80% is about getting to goal and staying to goal is nutrition. So if you're not going to cook, you hate it, save your money and hire somebody to do it. So I had a client a couple of weeks ago. I took her through this exercise. I said, how much are you spending during the day to eat out? How much fast food, gas stations? How many specialty coffees? How much money are you spending? How many times are you and hubby going out? $1,100 a month. I can't make this up. Think about that as it breaks down for the day. That's about $36 a day. And there are so many specialty companies out there, local companies even. You can drive by and pick it up or even have them delivered and just try it for 2 or 3 weeks. Being healthy costs money, but it costs way less than it's going to on the other side. You can either spend it on insulin or you can spend it on your food now, your healthy food now. Okay. So that is what I'd like to tell you. I want to remind you, you can always find me on my website at 3wellnesspillars.com. I would love you to email me at coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com because, you know, your question could be on here. And you're so smart. And I learned so much from you too. So hop on my website, catch up on my blogs, catch up on the podcasts. And I'm going to come back at you next Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. Coach Peggy, make it real. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.